We're almost 1 year into 15 days to slow the spread. Texans were asked to give up their freedoms and accept the imposition of massive new restrictions and regulations to serve the greater good. Now that those statewide mandates appear to be coming to an end, we see even more clearly that whatever their intentions, they served principally to erode liberty and extend suffering. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. Last year stands as a sad indictment of how little our fellow countrymen value our republic's hard-won liberties. We've allowed our governors to become feudal lords who are mandating restrictions that would have once been unthinkable or at the very least required some legislative debate. In terms of practical governance, the chest-thumping conservative bastion of Texas has come to more closely resemble the progressive reality of California. Too many of our countrymen, even alleged conservatives, have succumbed to the idea that it's possible to sacrifice a small, tiny bit of liberty to the false god of the public good. Such a notion didn't arrive overnight, but has been woven into the fabric of our culture. We've rejected God, and therefore rejected the notion of inalienable individual rights. History is abundantly clear. When individual liberty, even a small bit, is made subservient to the politically contrived public good, only pain and suffering is the result. Whether it was Democrat icon Franklin Roosevelt sending American citizens of Japanese ancestry to internment camps and seizing their property, or Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott unconstitutionally seizing the power to close small businesses, the claimed good can't be found with the most powerful microscope. Sacrificing individual liberty for the sake of what a politician decrees as the common good is to say that liberties originate from government and not God. The small bit of liberty for the common good cost millions of Texans their jobs. An untold number of small businesses were ruined. Misery and suicides have risen exponentially during the last year. As C.S. Lewis once noted, when moral busybodies determine what's good for everyone, everyone ends up suffering. Let me read for you exactly what Lewis had to say. Quote, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely expressed for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. They may be more likely to go to heaven, yet at the same time likelier to make a hell of earth. This very kindness stings with intolerable insult." End quote. So when a benevolent tyrant torments us for our own good, remember that he's still tormenting us. Will we use the lessons of the last year to firmly reject the tyranny of the common good? Tyrants find it easy to nibble away at small bits of our liberty until all that remains is our subservience. The whole of history shows, in contrast, that the common good is best served by enhancing individual liberty. As a self-governing people, we must stop acquiescing to the politicians and the moral busybodies. We must daily assert our commitment to preserving the inalienable liberties granted to us by God. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening. If you like today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate it, leave a review, and encourage your friends to listen. The Reflections Podcast is produced by Texas Scorecard. Check out the great podcasts that are available at texasscorecard.com.